Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yo, 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 ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. It is, as I record this intro, it is very late. It's the early hours of, by the time you listen to this podcast, it'll go live on the early hours of Friday morning, and I will only have put it up, I'll only have recorded this intro a few hours before it's gone live. It's quarter to two in the morning on Friday. I've just driven back from I won't say, because you'll find out on the podcast where exactly I am. But any news, I'm back out on the road tomorrow night. I'm in Ennis with Des. I am in tonight, Friday night, Saturday night I am going to be in Thurles, County Tipperary. Check out the dates, desbishop.net, and an additional date has been added for Clifton, so looking forward to that. And the beginning of this Stephen Mullen Ouch Tour is going on sale. The first two dates are now on sale. You've got Portlaoise and Dundalk are on sale. If you go on to thestephenmullen.com, you'll get all the info that you need right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very special episode. It's the return of a very popular guest from last week. We've got plenty more gossip, plenty more brilliant stories, great conversation. There's going to be some technical weird stuff going on. There's going to be some weird pauses and weird background talking, all that kind of stuff, because we're driving back from Galway. Can't say. I'm going to give it away. We're driving, and there's lots of other stuff going on, but it kind of adds to the fun of the whole show. So I hope you enjoy. Let's do this.
You could change your filthy animal.
So, let's continue. We'll explain to everyone where we are, Taryn, after. We're just going to continue this story.
Okay.
So, set the scene again.
So, I was working as...
We'll just say we're driving home after a gig and we'll explain where we're coming from. But we were literally in the middle of conversation and we just said, let's just press record. This is good for the pod. The fans, of which there are many, want to hear from you. But let's just go and keep going with the story. So, you were in work.
I was in work. So, I was working like a temporary job. Like, I worked a lot of temporary jobs in my time. But this particular one, I was working as a receptionist, and so
this is even worse considering what you could go on. Yeah.
So I was a receptionist, but it was like this really quiet reception. So I did like 4 hours training. Like, I don't know what she had to show me. There was nothing. But she was like, you can bring in a book, or if you have anything you need to study, or you can do whatever you want.
What a job.
I know.
Right.
And she, and like, it was 8 till 6.
8 in the morning till 6. Yeah, that's a lot, a long all
long,
the shift.
Long all day. So, yeah. Like, the first day I got there, like, the first hour or something, maybe you had a few bits to do, whatever. And then I was like, God, I'm bored. I didn't bring a book. So I looked through her personal book collection, which she'd said that I could... she was like, read any of them books there.
So that's how on top she is of what a boring job it is. Like, she's got a book collection
boring.
In work.
Boring. but, like, go her.
Yeah, fair play to her.
So I looked through the book collection and there was one like erotic novel.
Wow. What's it? Sorry. I know there was 50 Shades of Grey. That was the famous one. Was that the one?
No. Right. 50 Shades of Grey had a narrative. This was like a collection of short, dirty stories. But like,
what can I just add? What kind of an age of a woman is this?
She was maybe in her 50s.
Brilliant.
Like, it was quite shocking.
I love it. Right.
Now, this was dog-eared. Like, this was a well-used Like, it looked like it had been passed down to generations.
Generations of filthy interns or filthy temp.
I actually have a picture of the book somewhere because I sent it into the group chat. It was a few years ago, but I bet one of the girls could find it.
Do you remember the name of it?
No, right. It was something like Sex Stories. Like, it was very...
Subtle.
Subtle. So I started reading and like I didn't know any of this stuff went on. Like, it was the filthiest, dirtiest. And I was like, I do not know what to do. And I had to go to the toilet and have a wank.
Wow.
Like.
Amazing.
I was very overtaken.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
the contents of the book.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's not the terminology you used now just a second ago.
What did I say?
Can I say it?
Go on.
You said dripping was an understatement.
it was shocking.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know people got up to these things.
Like, so they're basically like all just different sex scenes or kind
yes,
of...
Yes, like it was short story, so it was like someone had collected witness statements almost from people. Obviously everyone was consenting. Like, it was just a dirty collection of stories of what people, but most of it I'd never heard of what they were getting up to.
Half the carry on. Like, and what was the narrative of these stories? Were they like, was it all fiction or?
It was, yeah, it was kind of like, oh, I was in a museum and I saw a man behind a bush, you know, like it was this kind of thing. And then before I knew it, we were riding, but like very descriptive. Yeah, absolutely shocking.
A Day in the Life of Taran, it was called.
I will never, ever, till the day I die, forget it.
So you went into the toilet.
Yeah.
And had a wank.
Yeah, and I bet a lot of men have done that, and they've never...
Oh, absolutely.
Have you done it, Stephen?
Definitely. I'm just trying to think what workplaces... Well, I do remember, I remember once being in an awkward moment where... this might be a bit complicated, but... basically, I was in a factory, but inside the factory, we were putting together like a wooden house within the factory, right?
Right.
And inside the factory, so I was on the roof, and I was kind of nailing. I was nailing down the tiles and stuff on the roof.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I had stopped or one of the lads below had not taken notice to me being up there, or I was too quiet or something, but I just saw him. But it was embarrassing because I was so close to him. But you can see a lot of things when you're above people.
Yeah.
And I just saw him looking at page 3 of The Sun, which we all know is,
and that got you horny from
no, whoa, right?
Like,
he was looking at page 3 of The Sun,
yeah,
and he folded it, put it inside the breast pocket of his jacket, and went straight into the toilet.
Oh my god!
Which is like the most awkward thing ever, because you know what he's going to do. Like, do you know what I mean?
Did you like need him to pass you a hammer or anything? Like, was there?
Probably later on. It's just like you can't look him in the eye in that day. Do you know what I mean? But building sites in general are like full of. I worked on building sites where they're like, before when you're doing apartment blocks, for example. Mm. They're basically just big empty shells of concrete blocks, basically.
Wanking houses.
Exactly. Exactly. You wouldn't believe the kind of stuff that you'd find. There were still in those days, the page 3 girls and the lads who had prefabs of offices down on the site, like the foremen and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The filth that they would have on the walls of their place. But it was all strategically done that if you were to look in, you don't see anything. But as soon as you're sitting in there, it's all on the back of the door that you can't see and all that kind of stuff.
Are they sitting there pulling their plums in the office?
I mean, we were just talking about some things in macho culture. There's not a lot of logic, is there? There's not a lot of... I mean, it is... Like, macho culture can be so homophobic, but yet macho culture is like the gayest thing ever.
Well, we've all heard of Soggy Biscuit.
Exactly. It's just like lads sitting around with pictures of naked women being like horny, all sitting in the same room together, and there's no women around, just a bunch of lads with erections. Like,
no women in sight.
It's the gayest thing ever. Like,
But you can't tell us a story about you particularly having a wank in work.
I just can't remember. It's been a long time since I've worked for... I'll tell you what...
Stop. Full stop.
Yeah. No, since I've worked in a job where I've had to go to an office or a place of work or... in restaurants and cafes, it never would have happened.
No.
It's genuinely just too busy.
Yeah.
You're just flying around the place. You haven't got time for that. I'm just trying to think of... I definitely done it on flights when I was young. Like crossing. Really? I remember going at one stage. My claim to fame, although it wasn't a claim to fame because I didn't, because I never told anyone about it, but I had a wank over the Pacific Ocean, basically.
Stop.
Well, it's like when you're a young lad and there's these.
What age do you think? 32?
14, 15 or something like that. God, but you're on a Qantas flight and you're 14, 15, you've got these gorgeous Australian air hostesses. I mean, it's just like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're on a long haul flight.
Yeah.
Do me a favour. Do you know what I mean?
So in you went into the loo and off you took.
Off you took.
Literally.
I mean,
it wasn't only the plane on wheels. You're Mickey as well.
I mean, not like, I mean, like I said, it's a long haul flight. At that age, you're minimum 3 days, three times a day, man. Do you know what I mean? So, which I don't know, is that the same for women?
Yeah. I don't think you masturbate as much, but you'd be horny all the time.
Right, yeah. Which is easier for women to be horny because you're not going to get in trouble for it because no one's going to know.
There's no physical signs of it.
No, just a hot flush,
just
maybe.
Just you're winking, yeah. Maybe.
So we better explain to people where we are. We are now on the N6, I think. Is the N6 to Galway? Yeah. We're driving back from Galway, where we've just performed in Ireland's smallest comedy club.
And it was so cute.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
A lovely night. I do love doing... I haven't done a podcast like this where it's after the gig because it's nice for... Because it's like it's pushing. It'll be midnight soon. And when people listen to this, it'll be nice for them to experience what it is we go through as comedians. This is the job, like.
Yeah.
Driving home at late hours, looking at the stars... Jeez, look at that, Karen.
Very pretty.
To be fair, it is gorgeous up there.
Yeah.
And, just, you know, this and having the chats and having the hangs, because this is what it's all about.
Yeah, and I've had 3 gin and tonics.
Have you really? I'm kind of annoyed about that, Taryn, to be honest. Why? Taryn's come down, she's having the party time. I can't have shit because I'm driving. Like,
I know, they were lovely.
I was like, what are you drinking? Stop talking about it. It's not fair.
So nice. But you know, after 3, you're like, oh, I just want to have 10 more now.
Do you know,
it passes after a while.
I also think I'm of the age, which I do love a pint of Guinness, and depending on the weather, I do love a lager. But I'm definitely of the age where, yeah, it's all about the gin and tonics and the basically less liquid. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just straight into your gob.
Be less full, yeah.
Down the gillet.
I had some lovely Bushmills recently. That was delicious.
Stunning.
I do love a Bushmills. But this
you
is
love a bush, Stephen.
That's next week's clip. Sorted. we've so much to cover. So much ground to cover. I mean, it is a long way to Dublin. But last week's episode.
Yeah.
People loved it, Taryn.
Yeah.
I mean, all your mates loved it. You got loads of messages from the girls, didn't you?
Loads of messages from the girls. But you know what everyone loved in particular was Stephen talking about when... women kind of send you messages and how you feel about it.
Yeah.
I think that shocked me because I've never really thought, God, maybe I upset him. Not to say that it upsets you, but like that it
well,
can
it
hurt
does.
Your feelings. Yeah.
No, it does. No, it does upset. But also, I think I do get a bit that... I think, I mean, I'm kind of a little bit obsessed with macho and masculine culture at the moment because there's so much of
funny.
It, especially my generation of not expressing oneself, one's feelings really honestly. And I don't think it's like allowed within that culture. Certainly it's bet out of us for sure that to show any vulnerability like that is a weakness. And those types of things to say that somebody like a girl upset me.
Mm.
But
even
you
there,
kind of,
I
you
stopped myself
that.
Saying it because I was like, I don't want to hurt your feelings, even by saying that upset you.
But I think it would be great if we all did learn to, because it's honestly, it's not in our vocabulary. It's not like we're not trained, we're not taught that in any of the cultures that we come up in. Like if I come from quite masculine cultures, from the estate I grew up in to I played a lot of sports, so dressing room lad culture to Christian Brothers schools and all that to building sites, they're all macho cultures. Do you know what I mean? But to talk about your feelings or to kind of we're only now getting to a place where, like, because girls would still say it as a slag to you, that they could say like, oh, sorry, did I hurt your feelings? And I actually go now, I'll go that did upset me, and then they go, oh shit, yeah. I can. So it's definitely a little bit on girls as well, but that's just all part of the culture of it all. Is that and you were great talking about other fellas' egos last week. And sure, ego is only bullshit. self-defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
That is basically stopping you from being honest to going to go, yeah, if that happens, that would hurt my feelings.
Your man from the barge never texts me. I know.
Well, I mean, what was the feedback from your friends on that when we had the conversation? Just to recap, if people haven't listened, Taryn went on an awful date. Well, are we going to say he's an awful man? Well, he performed awfully on the date. Shall we say that?
He let his mother down. Shockingly. And the more time has gone on, and I've been on a nice date since with a nice man, and I was like, actually, do you know what? He could have really hurt my feelings and made me feel like I was the odd kind of hard to get on with person.
Yeah.
But it was him.
Well, also, like, definitely the feeling I got, I don't know what listeners got, like, that the feeling that I got from it all was that you were not going to be going on... Sorry, there's people flashing at me, but I don't do this automatic thing. Can I turn off myself? Yeah, I'll do. Sorry. The feeling I got from having that horrible experience that you got on the date with the guy was that you will not be doing it again. You won't be going on a date again.
Do you know, I said no more. I said no more dates.
Can you pause that there for 1 second? And we'll be back in right a moment, ladies and gentlemen. We just have to pay at the top.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Sorry, I don't know where. I got the. We're back from the pause there, guys. Just to pay the toll. Yeah. I got the impression from that horrific experience of the day that you weren't going to go on it again. But that's why I wanted to have you on the pod again, because actually, good news is that you went on 2 dates since then, and they've both been very positive. It's the same person.
So 2 dates with the same person.
Which is, that's a good turnaround for the books, considering last week's situation.
Like, last week was dire straits, because I forgot, I don't think, did we talk about the third date that I went on in Edinburgh with the guy who made me buy the drinks?
Oh, no. I don't think I've heard about that in real life.
I have heard about this story. So,
go on.
In Edinburgh, I was walking home from a night out, maybe at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's, yes.
But we didn't talk about this last week, did we?
No, we didn't talk about it last week, but I do vaguely remember it happening in Edinburgh.
Like 5 o'clock in the morning, I'd had a few drinks, bumped into this guy.
On the street, just randomly.
On the street,
I mean, I don't know how you do that from a safety perspective for a start. Fair play to you.
Living on the edge.
On the edge.
Yeah, but he was he was really, really good looking. We were chatting, then ended up snogging. Then it ended
Jesus.
Up...
Jesus! Yeah. How did that come from? How did you even start chatting?
I tried to go into a Chinese and he was like, it's closed.
Oh,
like
right.
A Chinese takeaway kind of thing.
I didn't think you meant a Chinese person, don't worry.
And he was like, it's closed. And then blah, blah, blah. We started talking. And then it turned out he lived only like two doors down from where I was staying.
Convenient. Yeah. Pervert.
So the pervert walked me home. And we were chatting all the way. And I think we snogged some more. And he was like, can I get your number?
I don't even know how you started snogging from that situation.
I had quite a few drinks. And I think he'd been out as well. So
right.
I suppose that...
You're just loose and ready.
Loosey goosey. And then, so yeah, he walked me home. I was the perfect lady. I was going to say gentleman there. And I just went. I said goodnight, text me, went into bed, smiling from ear to ear, thrilled. Because like,
that's quite the love story, yeah.
It's quite romantic.
Of course.
And he was like, that was such a great kiss. And now I actually didn't think it was that great a kiss.
All right.
Or however many times we kissed. I didn't
kind of showing off now a bit, Taryn, but anyway, go on.
I didn't feel the sparks myself. But
really? In the kiss, you didn't feel sparks?
No, not really. But then I was very drunk, so maybe I couldn't feel anything.
Well, yeah. But not to derail where we're going with this narrative first, but what constitutes sparks in a kiss?
Well, sometimes when you kiss someone, you feel like the little... You feel like, ooh. Do you, Stephen?
It's been a while, Taryn. You feel a little, ooh. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I think it's more that you feel when it's not ooh. Does that make sense? You feel
it's
when it's
like
off.
Flat, like you're kissing a cardboard box.
Oh, never been that bad.
Or like the wall.
Yeah, or...
Or like, you know when you accidentally kiss like your auntie or your uncle or...
No.
Do you know if like you're in a like...
Nope.
No, I'm explaining
never,
that.
Never
sometimes you accidentally kiss someone like on the lips or something. Yeah. You obviously don't feel horny from that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like, is this a bit prejudiced to say, but there's definitely, I mean, I suppose it's natural to be attracted to big lips, is it?
Yeah.
And then it's like you kind of feel that that's going to be a good kisser.
Do you like big lips on a woman?
I think I do. Yeah, I don't think it's something I've thought about too much, but just because we're talking about kissing,
which
I think.
Lips?
I knew it was going to go there. But either
I
or.
I have nice, like I've got filler in my lips. What do you think of that?
I can't look right now, but.
You've seen them before. But like,
I have seen them before.
Do you mind filler in lips in women?
Well, do you know what? I did kiss a woman once, and then the conversation came up afterwards. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm not exaggerating. She had almost identical lips to Angelina Jolie. I'm not joking.
Stunning.
They were like pillows.
Aww.
And then afterwards, she said that she had filler in one, which I didn't care afterwards.
No.
I think beforehand I might
beggars
have a bit
can't
of
be choosers.
I might have had a bit of prejudice towards that, but.
Yeah.
But also, it was the reason that she got it done was because her bottom lip was naturally huge, and her top wasn't as big, so then she wanted it to match up a little bit. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I didn't feel any difference, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah.
What's it filled with?
I don't know what they put in it.
It's not from your arse, is it, or is that Botox?
No, because my arse is still big enough. No, I don't know what they put in my lips.
So. So you didn't feel the connect. You didn't feel,
the connect, but I still fancied him.
Yeah.
Because he was good looking. And he told me he was a tree surgeon. And that's the type
of
job.
Oh, that's... Yeah, you love that.
I like that in a man.
That is a cool job.
It's a gorgeous job.
Cool
job. It's like he works with his hands out in nature. Like, that was getting me going.
Was he Scottish?
He was from Wales.
Oh, Wales.
Yeah, which I didn't think...
Taryn, you little beauty.
Yeah, no, he was actually from Hull. Sorry, I don't know where Wales came
from. How the fuck... He was actually from Hull.
So yeah, that was fine anyway. He texted me that night. We were texting a bit. Then the next morning we were texting. All day we were texting. And then got to like 4 or 5 o'clock. And he'd said the day before, oh, we'll meet the night before. He's like, we'll meet for some drinks tomorrow.
Right.
So it got to like 4 or 5 o'clock. And I was like, are we meeting for these drinks? And I was finishing work at 8. And I thought this was going to at least lead to something small, even a short-lived kind of thing. I was
little holiday romance.
Yeah, I felt excited about it.
Yeah.
And he was
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, he was like, listen, do you know what? I'm waiting for an invoice to come in. I've actually no money, so I can't meet you.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, well, sure. I'll just pay for the drinks and you can revolute me back.
Oh, I do remember the story now. Because I didn't get all that lead up. I just remember meeting a stranger and then revolute.
Went and met him in a bar after work. I should have known, because when I went in, he had a drink for himself.
Oh.
And now, if I was in that situation, I would sit with water, I think, and I'd say, do you know what? I can buy you one.
I wouldn't have sat in there waiting on my own.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So he had a drink for himself, and I was like...
Now, do you say that to him?
No.
You go, oh, Jesus, did the invoice come in, pal?
No, I just was like, okay. So I got myself a drink. Then we both kind of finished them, and I was like, so do you want another one? He was like, yeah, sure. I'll send you the money back tomorrow. And then we ended up having maybe 4 drinks.
Which means you've paid for 8 drinks.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And then he...
And no ride out of it?
Not even a finger.
No.
Then he was like, right, I'm going to go meet my friends.
Wow. And what did you say at that moment?
I was just like, oh my God.
So, and what was the chats like? What was the dynamic going on
like,
at that point? What was going on?
I was carrying the conversation. Like, oh, he was God. Funny. Like, he had
just because he was... This is the disaster of this. This is the problem with people fucking drinking and meeting. We just passed the river Suck, by the way.
I know, the river Suck.
But that's the people... Because, like, he is probably a completely different person on drink versus off drink, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good look.
But I fancied him, and he had lovely big man hands.
You love a big hand.
Yeah, I love big hands on a man. And he had a few jokes and a bit of chat or whatever. Like, I definitely fancied him.
Yeah.
And the tree surgeon thing and everything, I just thought, oh. But then, do you know what? We got talking about acting. And I was like, oh, I went to acting school. Obviously, you did as well, Stephen. And he was like, oh.
He was like,
oh, I do a bit of extra work myself.
Do you?
That's
embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing.
Don't ever say that.
Yeah, no.
Wait to fucking kill the tree surgeon vibes.
And then he was like, I do a bit of modeling as well.
Oh, God.
And I was like, this isn't what I signed up for. Like, I thought I was getting a man with...
Was he that good looking?
He was good looking. Yeah, he was very good looking.
Was he model good looking?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was.
Was he modeling chainsaws?
And
or
I've seen, like, some of the pictures.
Right.
Like, we followed each other on Instagram. I removed him now. But, yeah, like, he's hot. But I was picturing like a man with a trailer and a pair of Wellingtons, not like some of the pictures he was wearing like a brown cardigan.
Right, yeah, but the trailer, the Wellingtons, the harness, the chainsaw, that's definitely a story in that sex short story book.
Yeah, this was I was reliving
a tree
one
surgeon
of the stories.
From Wales. Okay, you know he said Hull, but like
Hull, yeah.
It'd be a Welsh tree surgeon, O'Tara, and I need to bend you over my trunk.
Yes, that was fine anyway. We had our drinks. I always paid for them. Still at this stage, didn't really think. Still was thinking he was a down-to-earth kind of guy.
Right.
And then he was like, yeah, I'm going to go meet my friends, which did hurt my feelings.
Because
I was like, well, we're not here to, like, have a tea party. But
so what can I
don't know what I wanted particularly, right. But maybe to meet again and maybe to see where we're going to have a little fling.
But that's also... I know it's hard to do the right thing in that situation. Like that's one of those situations where afterwards you go, I wish I had said X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, but like what was going through my head was like, how are you going to afford to meet your friends? You don't have any money.
Well, they're going to pay, obviously. But allegedly, this is what I was going to say. But I mean more from the perspective of like, how are you going to say to him? Sorry, at the end of that thing, do you say to him, you're going to meet your friends? What? Do you know what I mean? Are we going to see each other again or what's going on? Or, but it's awkward if you're texting all the time, I suppose. I don't know. That's a shitty fucking ending to it.
Shite. And then he just kind of waddled off.
Waddled. Now he waddles. He was hot, but now he waddles.
What revealed itself when he got up was that he had a tote bag.
Right.
It just all didn't fit into what I was expecting.
Right.
Tote bag model.
We've learned about expectations today, Taryn.
Yeah, it wasn't as hot as I thought, for me personally.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I thought I'd signed up to.
Yeah.
So that was fine anyway. Didn't offer to walk me home. And I hate, like, I only lived around the corner from the pub. I know he was going out, but he could have at least said, I'm going to stand here.
What time of day is this?
It's like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, right. Fuck. And not a kiss or anything like that. Whoa.
Didn't even say the basic, text me when you get home. Nothing.
Wow.
Which is just so unattractive.
Yeah.
So off I waddled and I was like, right, well, I probably won't hear from him again. Didn't hear anything. But then at about 4 or 5 o'clock the next day, I started to get really thick. Like, I started to get really angry and I was like, how fucking dare he not pay me back?
Yeah.
Like, the money for the drink. So I messaged him and I was like, well, I assume you're not going to pay me back for the drinks. And he wrote back like a couple of hours later and he was like, yeah, shoot me your... shoot me your Revolut or whatever and I'll send you some money. But he said it in a really blasé way and I was like, do you know what, listen, you obviously need it a lot more than me.
Did you? Yeah. Well, why don't you just leave him send you the money, Taran? Maybe he...
Because I wanted him to shove it up his arse, to be honest. I didn't want it. And I just wanted to demasculize him a tiny... Like, more than the tote bag, the brown cardigan, the modeling, the movie extra work.
Right. Well, you were hurt. But
yeah,
see, at that...
feelings.
But at that point, this is what we were learning from talking about last week. I mean, I'm learning that for myself. At that point, I think it's okay rather to get angry and want to attack his ego to say, you hurt my feelings.
Yeah, but...
That's okay to say that.
I don't care about his... In that situation, Stephen, I really didn't care how he felt because he clearly didn't care how I felt.
No, it's... Well, yeah, I get what you're saying. But I mean, you're not saying that for him. You're saying it for yourself. Go, you need to know you hurt my feelings.
You're a fool.
Yeah. Well...
But then on his Instagram then, so he followed me on Instagram during the date, like the chat was good and we were laughing, but like I've unfollowed him since, but like he put up pictures of like his curtains like flapping in the wind, like a glass of red wine.
He is not a tree surgeon, is he?
It's like, this is not what I thought.
The gayest tree surgeon I ever met.
No.
Well, like, look, all that stuff is fine, but
it's all fine.
But then he's no manners.
No manners, so rude.
There's no point in all that sensitivity if you're not going to have any manners.
Like, so insulting. Made me feel like shit for at least 12 hours.
Yeah.
So.
Well, can we let's turn this frown upside down and talk about the positive of the last week? Because in the last week, it did not look like you were going to be going on. You were talking about deleting the apps, all that kind of stuff on last week's podcast. And now we're in a situation where you've gone on two dates with a guy who it seems... is really nice.
Yeah, so I did delete Tinder and Bumble.
Which lasted, what, 24 hours?
No, I deleted Tinder and Hinge.
Right.
And like literally less than 24 hours. And I was like, do you know what? I'll give Bumble a go.
Give Bumble a go.
So downloaded that one. And I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to put up anything really. So I just put up one picture. It's not even a particularly great picture. And didn't put any information really, but still managed to get more matches. And do you know what I'm thinking it is, wow, Stephen? It's like, because my Tinder and my Hinge had pictures of me doing comedy.
Well, I did say, did I not say that to you? I wouldn't be putting that up, yeah.
Like, I got loads more matches. And one picture of me in a pair of Crocs. And I put, as my interest, I put knitting.
The problem with putting up a comedy picture is that unless it's looks like an awesome photo with, like, it's very hard to get a good comedy of picture of anybody doing stand-up.
I know, but these were pictures that I thought I looked pretty in, and obviously I don't have a lot of normal pictures of myself, recent ones,
right? Yeah,
like I could put up catfish ones from
think we need to do a photo shoot. I'm sure you and the girls, what you call Camilla,
yeah,
can do an old photo shoot.
Yeah, but the pictures, they wouldn't be suitable for eyes. For anyone who has eyes.
So
yeah, put up one picture.
So Bumble, you match with this guy. You got loads of matches.
Got loads of matches and loads of men actually asking to meet me.
Wow.
Off one picture. And I don't think I even really have any makeup on it. Wearing Crocs, leggings, and that red jumper that I wear every day.
Yeah, that's a good look though, Taran.
And the men,
that's a very Taran look.
Men were going wild for it.
Yeah.
So then on Saturday I was out in town. I'd met my mum for lunch, and then on my way to meet Camilla for drinks, I saw some Garth Brooks memorabilia, two cowboy hats, got them, two for a tenner, sat in the pub. We were getting so much attention from everyone, like in a good kind of way, and everyone was tipping their hats, all the other cowboys. It was amazing. And then we're still messaging you at this other guy. We call him Philip.
Philip, nice, yeah. I like it.
And I was like, oh, do you want to come in and meet us? Like, me and Camilla are here. So in he came. He was actually really nice. Looked like his pictures. Was a very nice guy.
Great.
And chatted to me and Camilla. He was nice.
And so that's not a bad shout to have the friend there as well.
It is,
And then you meet a second. And so that went well enough that you wanted to see each other again.
That went well enough, yeah, that I didn't scare him away.
Is he a tree surgeon?
He's not a tree surgeon, thank God. He's not a fake tree surgeon anyway. Whatever that fella actually did for a job. We'll never know.
So, and you went on a second date, and that was also lovely, basically.
We went on a second date, also really nice. An actual, so it seems, nice person.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So maybe the apps do work.
It went from that shitty date in the barge to somebody who wasn't showing very much love, or not even love, respect, just being nice,
yeah,
to meeting a nice guy. So there is hope out there, ladies and gents. If you've had a shitty experience, you never know when the next positive experience is going to happen.
Positive
it could be
experience.
Just around the corner for you. So no, that's amazing. Now, the other thing I did want to bring up, right, is that, because we were talking about sex stuff on the way down,
yes,
right, in that situation. And I think it's interesting because we kind of got into it and then I didn't really have the answers. And I thought it was interesting to kind of go, you're talking about, like, because obviously when you start seeing somebody, you start to think about when you're going to have sex with them and all that stuff. But then we got to talking about the difference of the feelings that it is between before the men and for the women.
Yeah.
And how again, yet again, men can come across as rude or assholes and all that kind of stuff. Because for a woman to have sex immediately after the act has finished, you were saying literally that, I mean, it's okay for me to say this, that you literally have the fear.
The terrifying of, like, you're
so
just waiting.
It's that bad, right?
You're waiting for the change, for the click.
So literally after the man has orgasmed.
Yeah.
So you're there having sex and you can't really fully enjoy it because you're having this.
Pardon almost. Me? Like you're petrified because you're so worried that afterwards he's just going to give you the cold shoulder.
Immediately after the act.
Yeah.
And I was saying, well, that wasn't Freudian. I just had a bit of saliva there. And I was saying that, well, I was asking, like, your natural reaction after that has happened is you want to be cuddled and you want to be held and you want to be hugged and that kind of stuff. And you were asking me, why do
men go cold after?
And I was trying to say, now, I can't obviously speak to all your experience and I can't speak on behalf
of all the hundreds of
men in the world, let's be honest. But I can speak from my perspective and say that there is a thing I can't speak to. And maybe one of you guys will Google this and you will find that there's a biological or scientific thing going on there as to why this happens. But there is, for some reason, a feeling, and it's nothing against the person, that after it's happened and the male orgasm has happened, that you kind of... to get cuddled and then to be on top of, it's weird. It's like you need,
don't want it.
It's not even about not wanting that. It's more about needing space or something.
Yeah.
Immediately after the act. And that does not mean that you don't think less of the people. So therefore I was thinking, and it's only the first time I've thought this out loud, there needs to be a compromise where it can be like, if you're with somebody, I think I might pull in here, will I?
Yeah.
If you're with somebody, that there should be a discussion about it where you need the cuddle, but like to immediately kind of give the guy his space, right, just for like a few minutes, and then to say, to communicate, I need a cuddle, then does that make sense?
But it's kind of scary because, like, I think where I've got this idea from, the root of it is that I read somewhere that, like, once men come, like, their natural instinct is to go and come somewhere else. Because they need to keep the reproduction going. So, like,
right, and that's biological from probably hunter-gatherer times.
Yeah, they're disgusted by you.
Yeah, you did say that, and I was like, I don't feel like I'm disgusted. Is that true? Oh, that's not open, is it? I was like, is that true? I don't fucking think so. That to say that I'm actually disgusted by you.
Wait, not yet. Have you got your earphones on? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all recording, and you just press play. It's recording?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I gotta cut that out. We're not disgusted, is what I'm trying to say. I think disgusted is really harsh, is what I was trying to say there, Darren, before we had to stop off there and get petrol, so it was an awkward pause there. But disgusted feels like harsh, but I do believe that there is something going on there, all right, biologically, where it's just like, we might be disgusted at ourselves, Taryn. Do you think that might be it?
But if you're disgusted at yourselves, then you're disgusted at us as well.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I do know that there is a physical need for space in that moment. You might be really sweaty, hot and bothered, and kind of like, to put heat on that is very difficult, you know?
Yeah.
Is it all right? Everything there?
I just felt like my mic was down really low.
All right.
It's on 4 to 5 now.
Have you got... well, it should be up higher. It should be 5 to 6.
There we go.
There we go. That
it's
was
off.
It.
Yeah. No, we're off.
We're off. And
yeah, no, but it's a weird.
It is a weird thing, but there's definitely a feeling of like needing space, and I think there's like I think both sides need a bit of work. I think if a bloke needs the space, and like I haven't got the answer to it, because I'm not saying that I've ever worked this out in my past or my relationship or anything like that. But if a bloke needs space, then we should be free to have that. But at the same time, like I've been with women in the past that don't want to cuddle either.
It just scares me, especially if you're sleeping with someone new.
Yeah,
it's like you don't want to feel that feeling of like that's it, it's done now, they've got what they wanted,
right?
Even though, like, you know, maybe that's not it, maybe after, you know, you might meet them again or whatever, but you just it's just a scary thought, because like they're gonna feel like that now afterwards.
But also like that's traumatic for a woman who's maybe not been treated. If that's been done to them on not a nice level before, then it's understandable trauma, and there definitely has to. Geez, we're getting deep now. that definitely has to be dealt with.
Yeah. It's something that should be talked about more, because it's like we both, men and women, react so differently after sex.
Yeah, and I think ultimately it's figuring out how you work out the connection, because ultimately men definitely want to be loved.
Yeah.
So it's about figuring out how to do that in a way that satisfies both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And the sexual, you know, sex is, I don't know, is it still an expression of love? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it really? Is every time we have sex an expression of love?
I don't feel like it is.
No, I don't think it is. And I think we have to be more honest about that. And we have to kind of go, look, it serves a function as well.
Yes.
So I think...
A great old function.
A great old function. A good old cleaning after pipes now.
There's nothing like a ride.
I think that has to be accepted as well. And therefore... is if it's providing a function at that moment in time, and maybe majority of men, for not all the time, but a lot of the time that they have sex, it's serving a function. It's like, how do we negotiate that? Does it not just serve a function for a woman sometimes as well, that she doesn't need the cuddles, or do you need a cuddle every time after?
I really don't know. Like, definitely always serves, or not always, but sometimes it is just serving a function. But yeah, it's not always just the cuddle. It's just the coldness.
The coldness, right?
Yeah.
So what's the coldness? What's happening that you're feeling coldness in that situation?
I think maybe for me it's even a bigger thing. It's like that saying that like there's no one as nice to you as a man who hasn't slept with you. Have you ever heard of that?
Say it again.
There's no one as nice to you as a man who hasn't slept with you.
That's good.
And it's just like the whole fear of like, oh well, everything's gonna change now.
Yeah.
Now I have to play him at his own game and then get, I don't know.
Yeah, but you do think along those lines a little bit, and that sure, that's a, there's no point in that in the game playing. Fucking hell. It's getting late now, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
Can we close it off with a bit of banter?
Let's close it off with a bit of banter,
right?
Let's tell everyone about the squashies.
We have two packs of squashies. Get ready to do a quick pause there, Tara, in a second. But we did a picture of squashies together in Enfield.
In Enfield.
Apple Green Enfield. But I want to close it off with, we did get loads of messages. Are you joking me? Is that a Special K that's open there right now? No, it's not open, is it?
I think it is open.
Oh, stop it. That's annoying. We just went on a disgusting detour way too deep into Athlone.
It was very scary.
To get some diesel. There was actually, they were definitely...
Stephen wouldn't have had sex with these people.
I wouldn't have had sex with these people, but they were up to no good. There was two of them definitely up to going around to try and rob it from the back. They were definitely up to that. But then sure, Taryn went around the back and had a piss, so they're definitely not going to rob anything from there now.
Stephen, you did.
Taryn, don't... Excuse
he
me.
He said, hold my handbag, Taryn.
There's no shame in you having a piss out
you
the back.
You did it,
Stephen. Oh, my God. Anyway.
It's shocking.
Momentary pause again for a word from our sponsors. No, imagine Squashy sponsored us, by the way. No, momentary pause there again, Taryn, because I'm going to get out a bit of gold, because we got a beautiful message from one of the listeners.
What is it?
Can you pause it, please?
Yeah.
Tell me. We're off. So, we got loads of messages from last week's podcast, and
yeah. Well, Stephen gets loads of messages anyway.
Oh, shut up! But but we got this. I don't get low anyway. We got loads of messages in, and also if you want us to hear from me and Taran on subject matters like this, do message us on social media on TaranOS77 or at the Stephen Mullen, or you can email in hellostevopodcast@gmail.com.
Tell them your OnlyFans.
And my OnlyFans as well, yeah. But then, we got a lovely message sent in to Instagram here telling a lovely dating story, and we have full permission to say, obviously we're going to keep this person anonymous, but Taran's going to read out the story because we all have our horrific dating stories, but this one I thought was so special and it was so wonderful and beautifully silly, and you know, there's no awkwardness about it now, but it's a great story. But Taran, go ahead. Okay. This was sent in. We're going to call this person Jemima for argument's sake. A lovely message from Jemima sent in.
Jemima. Okay, here we go. Had a busy summer, so didn't do much dating. The last guy I met, I went for a coffee with him twice during a break at work. He was working for DHL. Was I allowed to say that?
Yeah, it's all right.
Knew where my office was, saw me popping out one day for lunch, and when I came back, he delivered to my office a clear bag with a bright pink vibrator in it with my name written on it.
Oh, so romantic.
Oh, a freebie he got at work. He thought it would be funny. I nearly died. I work with all men too. Thank God my boss didn't see it.
What a wonderful present. Thank you so much for that message, Jemima. And I think that's great.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you know what I love about it is that he thought that that was appropriate. And like, he wasn't even... He actually... that's the way... And I hate saying it, but that's the way some fellas' brains work, isn't it? He wasn't even being an asshole there.
No, he definitely wasn't being an asshole.
No, he just
thought she'd like it.
That'll be lovely. You can get... you can have fun there for yourself. He didn't even think that he could be the person to provide her with pleasure. He said, do you know what you'd like? Yeah. I'll buy you a mechanism that'll give you pleasure, and it's not me, with her name on it.
And it was pink. It was thoughtful.
That is one of the things that I think is mental about ladies' toys. Men use them as well. Why are they all crazy colours? It doesn't really matter, does it?
But like, we like the colours.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, anyway, thank you for that message, Jemima. It was great crack. And listen, we'll be home soon. How are you feeling after your gig? We never talked about the gig, really.
I think we had a great old gig.
It was a great gig. Yeah. There were a lovely audience. We had great crack. Taran has, I'm not going to give it away, but Taran has some pretty new material that you started in the last week that I thought was hilarious. It was lovely. It was great crack.
Thank you, Stephen.
And but that's it. This is what we do. We just thought we have the chance after a gig anyway, so.
Yeah.
Why not
chewing
record
each other's
it?
Ears so funny.
Chewing each other's ear. Do you know what? Because it's now officially Friday morning. So I'm going to get home. I'm going to drop Taran home.
Yeah.
I'm going to get home. I'm going to have to edit this very quickly and put it on so they can all have it in the morning. I'm dying nice. You got to appreciate the work I do. You don't appreciate it enough. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway.
I appreciate you, Steve-o.
We appreciate you, Stephen. I hope you enjoyed today's pod, ladies and gentlemen. And Taran, will you be back?
I will be back.
This is great crack.
Yeah.
And definitely. And look at, we'll see, we'll also be following the exploits of the new lover or the new potential lover.
Yeah, we'll just have to see, Stephen.
We'll just have to see. Yeah. Watch this space. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episodes. A lot of love was put into it. A lot of pausing. Sorry about that. But, you know, that's what happens when you're driving down the road. We wanted you to feel the vibe of the after gig chats, but we'll continue on with more filth and turn the mics off. But for now, it's peace and love.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.